This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're joined by a gentleman. You know, it's easy to forget. We knew he was good with Atlanta for sure, former head coach Mike Smith. But, you know, in 7 years, 20 more wins than losses, 4 double-digit win seasons. So he knows just how unforgiving the nature of the business can be. But nice resume, and I think a lot of people maybe minimize what he did there to an extent. Maybe certain parts of the country kind of forgot. Mike Smith is with us now, former head coach. Coach, how you doing today? Welcome to Tiki and Tierney. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I hope you guys are having a great day.
Yeah, so far we are. We're looking forward to having this conversation, mainly to get your thoughts on, really, the Falcons later. But first of all, with the Buccaneers, I mean, you were there when they started to, and you were the defensive coordinator, when they started to build this defense in a different way, in a new way. And now we're seeing the benefits of this. Are you surprised, or not surprised, but I mean, you kind of probably expected this, but your thoughts on this Bucs defense, which was so good over the past couple of games in the postseason?
Well, they've done an outstanding job here the last 5 or 6 games. You know, Todd Bowles has put his mark on it, and it's been fun to watch them. They're young, they're energetic. You know, they've got a rotation up front that makes them difficult, and they led the league in stopping the run. So these young guys in their secondary have really stepped up, and really they were probably the reason that they won that game. Those turnovers were the big turning point in that ball game this past weekend.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. That defense is good. I mean, we always talk about Tom Brady and, you know, how good he is offensively and the weapons, et cetera. But this Bucs team feels as balanced as I think I've seen it in many years. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, they are. They're very balanced. They're deep at the wide receiver position. And when you've got Tom Brady and a deep group of wide receivers that can take some hits when the guys get injured. You know, they've had some guys that have missed some time in the wide receiver group, but other guys have stepped up. And, you know, it's been a balanced team, especially, Tiki, these last 4 or 5 games. It's going to be an interesting game this weekend watching Tom and Aaron battle it out. So I call it another old-timers game.
It is. Oh, it's about as good as it gets. I mean, you know, listen, Mike, we were talking about this yesterday. You know, sometimes you get – you know, and no disrespect intended, but sometimes you get, you know, a Blake Bortles playing at a conference championship game and a Case Keenum, who ironically is going to be on the show next hour, Tiki. And sometimes you get Rodgers, Breeze, and, you know, I mean, Mahomes and Josh Allen. You never know what you're going to get. But this quartet is absolutely superb, and that's Mike Smith, former Falcons coach. Mike, do me a favor. So you take over the job in 2008. Right away, you produce a double-digit win season. I believe 3 of the first 4 years you were there, you won at least 10 or more games. I don't remember off the top of my head. Did you have other interviews besides the Falcons job or no?
No, that was my first interview, Brandon. You know, we were very fortunate to, you know, to have a good run starting off. I think it really started with the drafting of Matt Ryan. It was a tough situation coming in. I don't know that many people really wanted that job. You know, their head coach had left and gone back to college football with 4 games remaining in the season. And of course the Michael Vick situation, that was a tough thing for our fan base.
Yeah, for sure.
But we were very fortunate to start off running real well.
Okay, I ask you that because the way the process is going now and 5 of the 7 jobs are filled, it looks as if the Eagles are at least focusing on McDaniels maybe more than anybody else, and we'll see what the Texans do. At this point, Mike, they might call you. Nobody knows what the Texans are going to do. But
well, let me tell you, if they call me, I'm retired.
Especially
I'm
that
enjoying
job.
Golfing and fishing. My golf game's about as good as it's ever been.
Nice. Right. What's the index? Give us a number here, Mike. What are you shooting? 7.8. Woo! He's single digits. He's enjoying any golf course. Attaboy. All right. I say all that, though, Mike, because trying to interview, I know you get the second interview and you get to walk into the facility and shake somebody's hand, but, you know, the first round for all these guys is on a Zoom conference call. That's got to be pretty imperfect, not only for the person being interviewed, but also the team trying to get a sense of, is this somebody we want to align ourselves with? Very unique circumstances, this coaching cycle, right?
Oh, without a doubt. I believe this, I told my team every year, you only get one chance for a first impression. Mm-hmm. So you better make it a good one. Yeah. That's what I think you have to do when you're in a situation with a Zoom interview. You better make a good first impression or they're going to be off moving on to someone else. I think there's been more guys interviewed this year. So I think that maybe because of the Zoom situation where you're not able to meet in person, you're going to turn over more stones, but it's been interesting to watch from afar. And there's a lot of young, dynamic coaches that are going to get an opportunity to go in and put their stamp on an organization.
You know, Coach, you got into the NFL, I'm looking at it now, with the Ravens in 1999. You were 40 years old at that time. It was 9 years before you got to what we were just talking about, the aforementioned Atlanta Falcons head coaching job. So you'd seen it. You'd done it. You'd been a coordinator. You'd lived it a little bit. Nowadays, it feels like we're running to get these young kids to be head coaches. And I know, like, they have great minds and their football X's and O's, all that stuff is one thing. But there's an intangible about being a coach that I think is hard to, for us, because we never were, put your finger on. The struggle that some of these kids have, I mean, I call them kids, they're 35, 37 years old, whatever. But that struggle, it's hard for them. And I almost feel like it's unfair sometimes that they get these jobs so early, but they're not ready for it. How do you combat that if you're an organization or the support around some of these young head coaches?
Well, I think that it's very cyclical in terms of how a hiring process goes. You can look back 30 years and there were some young coaches that came, Dick Vermeil that came in, I'm talking way back. So it's very cyclical. And when there is success in one area, everybody kind of looks to where, what is that team doing over there and why are they having that success? And, there's not seven Bill Belichicks walking around, but there are a lot of up and coming, coaches that, probably are deserving a look. And I think that they've done a very good job, widening the net of who they're looking for. And when I say they, I'm talking about the ownership, but it's not the head coach. It's the staff that he puts around him. I think that's something that I think people forget. Mm-hmm. My first staff, I was able to put some guys. Mike Mularkey was my offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Mike had been very successful. It's really about the guys that you put around you. It's not just one person. One person gets the blame. One person gets the pat on the back about the success or the failures. But really, it's the staff that you put together. And I think that's what people need to really dig into, is what kind of staff are they putting together?
Tiki's been saying this for years, as long as we've been doing the show together, 8+ years, Tiki's been saying that from day one, and that's Mike Smith. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney CBS Sports Radio, assembling a staff. Yeah, the head coach is getting, the first 6 years, or Matt Rhule 7 years, and $8, $9, $10, $12 million a year. He's taking the bullets. He's getting the props. But if he doesn't delegate properly and bring in the right infrastructure, team's going nowhere. I definitely hear you on that. Mike, can you explain, can you pull the curtain back a little bit? I don't know if you know Eric Bieniemy at all. Can you help us here for a coordinator to be so discussed and seemingly in demand, at least mid-season, as we begin to surmise what teams, every year, what teams might be making a coaching change? How does Bieniemy not have a job, Mike? I mean, help steer us into calm waters with this, because we're confused.
Well, I think you're confused every year when there's coaching changes. I'll look back to 2008 when I was hired. I'm sure there were a lot of people that said, who's this Mike Smith? I guarantee you that happened in certain areas. But I think one of the things that's tough and that they're getting better at it is guys that have lots of success, they get not punished, but the way that it's set up in terms of interviewing, it's not fair. They've got to come up with a better way, because guys will miss opportunities because of the success that they've had. And Eric has had so much success the last 3 years there in Kansas City, and it's got to be a fit so that's what I think is the biggest thing that everybody needs to step back and say, okay, it's got to be a fit, and the fit changes, and it can change not from 1 year to the next. It can change from 1 week to the next.
Yeah.
It's amazing who becomes the new hottest pretty diamond or the pretty watch, you know, that everybody's got to have.
Yeah,
it's really funny how that goes.
It really does. And we were just talked about at the top of our show how it's at least the NFL is doing the right thing this year. So it allow you those coaches that are still playing, Todd Bowles is one, obviously, as is Eric Bieniemy, to at least Zoom have conversations with these guys. And it's not complicated. Fly in and meet the guy on, you know, for dinner or whatever it may be.
And Daboll too. He's still playing.
And Daboll as well.
Yeah.
Arthur Smith is the new head coach at the Atlanta Falcons, and he's taken over an interesting roster. I think they've underachieved. I think anybody who can say that who's watched him over the last couple of years will say that. But the big question is Matt Ryan, and even Arthur Blank, the owner, wasn't fully committed to holding on to Matt. How much do you think he has left? He's an MVP. He's had an unbelievable career, maybe just short of Hall of Fame. But how much longer is Matt going to be the Atlanta Falcons head coach, quarterback, do you think?
Well, first, I think Arthur loves Matt Ryan. And I think Arthur, when I say Arthur Blank, mm-hmm. and I think that, Arthur came out and said he's going to let the head coach make that decision, which I think is a good thing, because that's what you hire your coach to do. You hire him to let him coach. So I think he was basically making that statement for the new head coach. So there wasn't any preconceived ideas that, Matt Ryan's got to be here. But I believe Matt Ryan is going to have some fantastic years in the future. You know, we drafted him number one in the first top five picks. I think it was third.
Yep.
The number three.
Number
pick.
Three. Yep. Number three.
Yep. And, he's special. I mean, he came in and we won double digit games in year one. And, you know, we went to the playoffs four out of the first 5 years, and Matt was integral to that. And he's very cerebral. He's a very good leader. And of course, when you come close and you don't get it, mm-hmm. and that's happened, it happened to us in a championship game, happened in a Super Bowl, you know, then people start tagging you that you can't win the big one. It's such a fine line. Tiki, you know this.
Yeah, definitely.
You fight your tail off and the ball bounces one way or something happens, somebody gets hurt, you make a small mistake, it gets magnified. That's what makes football so great. And that's why it's so popular, is you really don't know what's going to happen.
I agree with you. Sorry, Mike, keep going. Sorry, Coach,
no,
my bad.
Yeah.
Nope, just finish. I'm sorry, Coach, I didn't mean to step on you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I believe Matt Ryan is, you know, he's got lots of gas in the tank. He really does. And he's one heck of a competitor. That's one thing that we saw when we drafted him. I think that was the thing when Thomas and I had discussions. It was about, you know, his grit, and he has grit. Mm-hmm. And you've got to do that to be a quarterback in the National Football League.
I agree. I wouldn't give up on that myself. So you've aligned yourself with X-Tech Pads. We know about them from Coach Billick. Why don't you tell us about them a little bit more, maybe something different? I know they're going off the shelves, Coach. X-Tech Pads, huh?
Yes. I've been involved with X-Tech since I got out of coaching, but I've been very familiar with them for a long time. I tell this story to almost anybody when we talk about with X-Tech. I was at a convention in Nashville, Tennessee, and I saw Bob Broderick do a demonstration, and it blew me away. You know, he took the pad and took a helmet and smashed his hand and asked people if they wanted to do it. I said, heck no. But when I saw that demonstration, it just struck me. And then I did more research, and I told Bob, and Teddy Monica that, hey, we're going to get you an audience there with the Atlanta Falcons and get a chance to look at your pads, because they're unbelievable. And people know that we're trying to make the game safe, and it's got to be safer. And we've been doing it with helmets. We've been doing it with footwear. We haven't done it with pads.
Yeah.
And these pads, number one pad in the NFL in 5 years. The company's only been up for 8. It's a passion project for me to just talk about what, you know, what they've been able to do, especially in these trying times with COVID. They've come up with, you know, new ways to fit players and fit them properly. And I think that's a big key, you know, and give them more range of motion. You know, Tiki, you yep. want, you know, some guys want protection, some guys want range of motion, and X-Tech is able to give it both to everybody.
Yeah, you see some of those defensive ends with like little league pads on sometimes because they want range of motion. Yeah. But I needed the protection. I never got to wear them. My kids wear them now, playing high school football up in Greenwich, Connecticut, and they love them. So Bob's a good friend yeah. of mine, and they're going to keep having success because the product is great. You're absolutely right. Appreciate you, Coach.
Okay, guys. Hey, I appreciate it. Hey, enjoy the weekend. We're going to have great football. Seekers going to be playing in Tampa.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.